You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
You are tuned in to another edition of Americana Music Profiles, brought to you by Americana Rhythm Music Magazine and AmericanaMusicMagazine.com. I'm your host, Greg Tutwiler. Let's jump right in to the next exciting interview. The River Rats are a four-piece acoustic Americana band hailing from Charlotte, North Carolina. They say they were born and bred in rock and roll, but their roots run deep in bluegrass music. Husband and wife, Steve and Margie Ratliff, formed the band in 2014 with a mission to entertain audiences of all ages. In this edition of Americana Music Profiles, Margie and I have a chat about how the River Rats formed and their latest recording project. Hi, Margie. Welcome to the podcast today.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. So, you are, if I'm reading this correctly, in Charlotte. Is that right? North Carolina?
We are.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, cool. And your band is the River Rats, right?
That's correct.
All right. So, tell me a little bit about yourself, how you got started in music leading up to this current project for you.
Okay. Well, I have always been in some sort of music. I played the piano since I was 5 years old.
Okay.
I played the clarinet in high school, where I met my husband, who played percussion in high school. And so then we got married. We grew up in Virginia, but got married and moved to Charlotte and had our family, raised our family here. He's played guitar since, off and on, since he was probably 16 years old.
Okay.
And in college, he had an old banjo that was just sitting around, and I thought, well, let me try to see if I can play this a little bit.
Okay.
We played together a little bit, just he and I, and then we started raising our family, and so 20 years later, when that was finished, we picked it back up and started playing again.
So you all haven't really done anything, quote, professionally until recently then. It's been more kind of in the family, around the home kind of thing?
You're right, yes. Mm-hmm. So my youngest son, Matt Ratzloff, picked up the bass. He's played everything, percussion, and he can play guitar, and he can play banjo, but he picked up the bass, and the three of us started playing just for fun again. And then my husband, Steve Ratzloff, had an event come up, the Catawba Land Conservatory, that they asked if we had a band. And he said, well, not really. We just kind of play around. And I said, please tell him we do have a band. The three of us, we're a band. So he told them that we could play. So we said, well, we got to come up with a name. If we're a band, we have to have a name.
Yeah,
so,
yeah.
The three of us, we're sitting around the living room. Our last name was Ratzloff, R-A-T-Z-L-A-F-F.
Yeah.
So we came up with the name River Rats with a Z. So anyway, that was how we really got started.
Okay. Yeah, I was going to have you tell me about that. So I appreciate that, including that. When I saw that it was River Rats, I thought, well, you know, there's all kinds of ways you could come to that. And then realizing that it was a play and your last name was pretty cool. So I like the way you did that.
Yeah.
So I'm assuming that you guys mixed this in and around your daytime life, work schedule, whatever that looks like.
We do, yes. I'm a registered nurse, and my husband is a general contractor. He has his own company, so we do have to work around that. But then our first gig, I guess I can go ahead and tell you how the rest of the band came to be.
Sure, yeah, please.
We needed one more player, really, in the band for our first show, and so we had met Scott Langford, and we asked him if he would play the mandolin with us.
Okay.
And so he did. He's a he has a daytime job too. He's a radiation oncologist, so we kind of work, have to practice in the evening, and make it work. But he played our first show with us, so that's how we got started.
And if I'm reading the notes correctly, you guys have come from that sort of a beginning, and now there's the two of you and then another couple. Is that right?
Yes. So our son, Matt, he played about a year, I guess, maybe about a year and a half. Our first year was really slow. We maybe did four or five gigs our first year. But he finished college and joined the Marines, so we were without a bass player, so a friend of ours, Kathy Jack, played a show or two with us, and then she had to move to Florida, so we still need a bass player. So Scott's wife, Suman, she had never played an instrument in her life, but I knew she loved music, and I knew she had rhythm, because when we would go to Merlefest, which we've gone to for years,
yeah,
you would find her under the dance tent. So
okay.
I knew she had rhythm. I knew she loved music. So it was kind of an easy decision for us that Simon just learned the bass.
Okay.
So we all kind of asked her. We were like, Simon, we need a bass player. It would really be easy for us if you would learn the bass. So she very willingly did, and she caught on. I think she picked up the bass and learned it, and I think we had a gig about 2 weeks after that.
Really? Okay. Wow.
She's done really well.
Yeah, okay. I saw where it, again in your notes, it said that you guys have played hundreds of shows together now. What type of venue do you find is best suited for your music?
We play a lot of breweries around Charlotte. We probably play 10 or 15 of them locally. And they're always fun because it's laid back. People are there to have a good time. And it's loud. We're loud.
So yeah.
It usually turns into a good time. So that's what we play a lot of around Charlotte locally.
And the music is more of kind of a bluegrass rootsy feel, is that right?
It is. We started out playing pure bluegrass songs, but then we branched out and did more upbeat. Our covers are more upbeat, not traditional bluegrass. Our instruments are bluegrass instruments, but we play rock songs, country covers, and then about 3 or 4 years ago, we started writing our own songs. So kind of say we're more acoustic Americana.
Okay, yeah. And who is the writing collective, and where does the inspiration come from for your original tunes?
I write some of the songs, and Scott writes some of the songs. And I don't know. They just haven't come to us, of course, from our life experiences.
Yeah.
I'll be driving down the road and something will just come to me. I'm not sure how Scott does it. I think he's probably very similar.
Yeah.
The way he comes up with ideas. But and then some songs we have written together. One song, Whiskey Business, that really Scott came up with the idea, but we kind of finished it together on a trip to Fancy Gap, Virginia.
Mm-hmm.
So we do work together, but mostly either Scott or I will start with an idea of a song.
And you have some projects recorded, is that right? Working on a new one? How's that work for you?
We do. We recorded our first CD. It was released this year in April.
Okay.
So we're really proud of that.
And what's the name of that?
It's called River Rat.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And it's 15 all original songs. We recorded that in the Rubber Room with Gary Brown in Chapel Hill. He
okay.
does a lot of really big bands, Deep Canyon Rangers, Mandolin Orange.
He's yeah.
And the River Rat.
So have you guys, do you tour? Is it mostly regionally, locally that you're playing? What is it when you're out trying to demonstrate your new music and generate new fans? What does that look like for you when you're putting together a stint out on the road, so to speak?
That's probably our favorite thing to do is to play our own music.
Yeah.
And of course, our daytime job prevent us from touring a whole lot, but we have managed to go as far west as New Mexico. We've played some festivals down in Oriental, North Carolina.
Okay.
And last summer, we went to, or this past summer, to Harrisonburg, Virginia, and Whiteford, Maryland. So we do travel as much as we can, but we are really trying to focus more on festivals now.
Yeah. And what does that look like for you coming up in 2020? Do you have some things already scheduled?
We do. We were very fortunate to get rebooked at Cypherfest down in Oriental. That's a July 4th celebration. We played down there. The beach band, the Embers, played there this year.
Yeah.
And then they invited us to play again next year. So we're really excited about that.
Okay. Yeah. And what about some of the more traditional bluegrass festivals? Have you had a chance to do those yet?
We did a traditional bluegrass fiddle and pig shindig in Fort Mill, South Carolina. That was with Chatham County Line.
Yeah.
Province of Thieves and different bands. So that was fun. But a lot of the ones we do are not really necessarily just bluegrass festivals, so
okay.
It's kind of exciting for us.
Yeah, are you guys kind of continuously writing? Do you have another project that's already evolving in the works?
We are always writing songs. Scott probably has 50 or 60, maybe
okay.
more. I have a lot of unfinished songs.
I bet it made it tough to pick out just 15 then for your latest CD.
It was hard, but then it wasn't. We kind of knew the songs that went over well at our shows. But our goal is we have a lot of ones that we are doing a lot and are very popular at our shows that we would like to start working on a second CD, hopefully maybe in 2020.
Yeah, cool. Okay. I read in the notes that you guys have this thing you call fun grass. Tell me a little bit about that, how that works.
Well, where did it get started? I think it got started at a private event here in Charlotte, but we do it a lot at breweries where there's children around. And children or adults, someone having a birthday, we invite someone from the crowd to get up and play along with us with either a tambourine or a shaker, an egg, or some sort of percussion instrument. And people, young and old, absolutely love doing that. It's a lot of fun. I think one time we had a bride that was there for a bachelorette party. She came up and played with us. So
okay.
It's a lot of fun for the crowd, and we just kind of termed it fun grass.
What kind of origin, background, and music do the rest of the folks have? You mentioned that you kind of grew up playing piano and was around it when you were growing up. What about the other folks in the band?
Shannon grew up, like I said, she never played an instrument until she started playing with us, which is amazing.
Just danced a lot, right?
yes, and listened to music. I don't think traditional bluegrass or country. Scott, I think, grew up listening to all sorts of music. He's been in several rock bands.
Okay.
Playing guitar and percussion. So this is kind of a new field for all of us. I grew up listening to traditional country music, not really necessarily bluegrass. So.
Yeah. What's on your bucket list as a band? What are some things that you guys would like to some goals, some things you'd like to accomplish as the River Rat?
We'd love to play a stage at IBMA, the World of Bluegrass in Raleigh. We'd love to play a stage at Merlefest. That's kind of the ultimate, I think, of any bluegrass play in advance.
That's such a great event, yeah.
So, yeah, we'd love to do one of those two things.
Do you, what about musically? And you mentioned that you're working on a new CD. Is that something that's something that you have plans for, or not quite yet?
We have enough material to start with. We haven't booked a date yet. We just have a lot of family things going on right now. Our daughter's getting married. And so when we have the time, we hope to book a week with Jerry at the studio again. But, and we have enough music to get started, I think, on the new CD. So.
Yeah.
But we'd love to get started on that.
You mentioned that you all also have day job responsibilities as well. Is full-time something that you guys would aspire to do, or is this kind of one of those things that you feel like will remain kind of the weekend gig, so to speak?
For the near future, I see it being just weekends. But if the opportunity came around, I think all of us would love to do just music full-time.
Wouldn't turn
we
it down. Yeah, especially if you could get to... get to IBNA and Merlefest and find some bigger audiences for your music. You know, those types of things are always ways to expand the horizons for sure.
Yeah, we'd love that.
So the new record CD has been out, I think you said, since April. It's simply titled River Rats. The band is River Rats. How can people... find you guys if they want to reach out, find out what your schedule is, if they'd like to purchase a copy of the CD, or maybe hear a couple tracks first? What's the best way to reach out, get in touch?
Okay. Scott has made and maintains our website, and all our links to our music, our schedule, our social media is on our website, and that is riverratsband.com.
And that's RATZ, right?
Yes. And our music also is on CD Baby, Spotify, iTunes, Amazon, all the typical music sites.
And I'm assuming Facebook page, all those other types of social media connections?
We do.
Yeah.
We have, we're kind of proud that we've learned and figured out everything just on our own. We haven't really hired anybody to do our booking. We do all that ourselves. Our social media, we maintain ourselves.
Yeah.
Scott is our statistician, and he keeps that up to date. I think there's been over 16,000 views to our website.
Awesome.
And almost 60,000 likes and follows on our other social media sites.
Yeah,
so
wow.
We're pretty excited about that.
Yeah, well, congratulations. That's really cool. Well, I appreciate you taking the time to tell me your story and tell us a little bit more about the River Rats and your music. And we certainly wish you the best and with the CD and your summer schedule.
Okay, Greg. Thank you so much.
Thanks again for tuning in to this episode of Americana Music Profiles. Find us on iTunes at Americana Music Profiles and on the internet at AmericanaRhythm.com.
Hey, this is Liberty DeVito.
This is Mike Del Judas.
This is Michael Cavanaugh from Broadway's Moving Out.
This is John Jackson, director of the Billy Joel Archive.
This is Russell Javers.
This is Richie Cannata, and you're listening to Glass Houses, a Billy Joel podcast. It's awesome.
I'm Michael Grosvenor.
And I'm Jack Frenino.
We're lifelong Billy Joel fans who launched a podcast in 2020 celebrating the music we love.
Whether you're looking for the greatest hits or the B-sides and rarities, you'll find it all here. And if you've ever wondered what happens behind the scenes of a concert or recording session, we've got you covered.
Join us as we explore albums, tours, band members, the latest news, and more. You'll also get a unique glimpse into the music industry straight from the musicians and other professionals who help make it all happen.
Tune into Glass Houses, a Billy Joel podcast at glasshousespod.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Glass Houses, a Billy Joel podcast is a proud member of the Pantheon Podcasts Network.